KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have partly cloudy skies, 5 degrees above zero at Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today with a high near 7. And there is a wind chill advisory that is currently in effect until noon on Friday for all those counties along and north of Interstate 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. The Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet this morning here in Atlantic, and during their 9 a.m. session at the courthouse, the board is set to receive the initial bargaining proposal from the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, or AFSCME, that will be representing the Jailers Union. The county will also present its initial proposal to the union. In other business, the board is expected to set the dates for public hearings on a proposed amendment to the Cass County Zoning Ordinance that would affect the establishment of a gun sales, repair, and shooting range near Messina. They'll also act on a resolution for posted weight limits on bridges and hear a quarterly report from Cass County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes. In addition, the supervisors will hear a report pertaining to a healthy community grant from the YMCA's Teddy Grinberg. News time is 8:03.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
Authorities in Mills County say a Taylor County man was arrested last Friday on a drug charge following a traffic stop. In a report issued Wednesday, the Mills County Sheriff's Department said 48-year-old Joey Moses of Lenox was arrested on Interstate 29 at around 10:45 p.m. Friday. The man was taken into custody for operating a motor vehicle while intoxicated and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. Moses posted a $2,000 bond on Monday, and his preliminary hearing was set for February 19th. The following day, at Saturday, 22-year-old Thomas Scott Ware of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County on an OWI second offense charge. He later posted a $2,000 bond and is scheduled to appear for a preliminary hearing on February 5th. And this past Sunday, 44-year-old Donald Livingstrom of Silver City was arrested in Mills County, and actually in Glenwood, on a charge of OWI first offense. His bond was set at $1,000. The Atlantic Police Department reported yesterday the arrest on Tuesday of 35-year-old Eric Ostrander of Atlantic. Ostrander was taken into custody on a Cass County warrant charging him with domestic abuse assault, and the man was booked into the Cass County jail. A man from Nebraska was injured Monday when the semi he was driving left Highway 59 and rolled onto its right side. Mills County Sheriff's Office had reported John McGuire of Lincoln, Nebraska, was driving the semi northbound on Highway 59 at around 1:40 a.m. Monday when the vehicle popped out of gear. When McGuire looked down to shift gears, a semi drifted off the road onto the right shoulder and toppled over onto its side. That happened about 8 miles south of Emerson. McGuire was transported to the Red Oak Hospital by Emerson Rescue. In other news, officials with Interstate Power and Light Company and Alliant Energy Company say the utility is participating in the Iowa Pipeline Association's 2013 Pipeline Awareness and Education Training being offered at locations throughout the state. The training informs and instructs emergency responders and public officials about pipeline safety and prevention strategies. The Iowa Pipeline Association will conduct interactive scenarios, allowing attendees to practice and apply their emergency response knowledge. In addition to the scenarios, topics that will be covered include basic pipeline safety, leak recognition, hazard awareness and damage prevention, detailed incident response information, and much more. IPL encourages emergency responders and public officials to attend one of the upcoming sessions offered in your area. The event will begin with a free dinner at 6 p.m. The program followed at 6:30. There is no fee to participate, but attendees are being asked to register online at www.iowapipelinesafety.com. The Iowa Pipeline Association's 2013 Pipeline Awareness and Education Meetings will be held on the following dates in cities in February: February 12th in Ottawa, the next day in Audubon, February 13th, February 19th in Council Bluffs, and February 20th in Corning. A Republican lawmaker wants to make it a felony for a mother to pass illegal drugs to a fetus. The bill would make passing illegal substances from a mother to a fetus a Class B felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison or up to a $7,500 fine. Republican Representative Claude Bodler from Greenfield says his bill sends the message that using illegal drugs will not be tolerated and that the incarceration is an effective means to force drug-using pregnant women to get clean. The bill was introduced Wednesday to the House Public Safety Committee, which Bodler heads. Bodler, a former state trooper, says he expects opposition from the Democrats. Some Democrats in the state Senate want to make marijuana available to critically ill Iowans. Legislators on Wednesday introduced a bill that allows some use of medical marijuana in the state. Under the bill, a patient with a qualifying condition such as cancer could get a prescription for medical marijuana. The bill also allows for the creation of nonprofit dispensaries to provide marijuana to eligible patients. Senator Jack Hatch, who is one of the bill's sponsors, said the proposal would help those with chronic pain. He acknowledged the legislation has little chance of becoming law because of opposition by Republican lawmakers, but he says the bill increases public awareness of the potential benefits of medical marijuana. Marijuana is legal for medical use in 18 states and Washington, D.C. The Iowa Senate has passed three bills which would increase school budgets by tens of millions of dollars and provide about $55 million in property tax relief. One of the bills would increase general state's taxpayer support of K-12 public schools by $240 per student. Republican Senator Joni Ernst of Red Oak objected, saying that lawmakers should pass education reform first and then decide how much money the school should get.
Let's take time. Let's not be premature. Let's not get the cart ahead of the horse.
Senator Herman Kornbach, a Democrat from Ames, responded to that.
I don't really quite know what to say. We're violating the law by a year, and yet you still say we're premature.
According to state law, the level of general state aid for schools is supposed to be set 18 months before the school year starts. Republican Governor Terry Branstad and Republicans in the legislature last year decided to skirt that law, and Iowa schools don't yet know how much state aid they'll get for the school year that begins July the 1st. Senator Mark Shelgren, a Republican from Sheraton, said lawmakers need to focus on more than just the dollars.
I want to give more money to schools than we did last year. But I want to make sure that they're accountable for those dollars, that we have a good plan in place. To simply put money there with no expectations that the school systems in Iowa will be improved is irresponsible.
Senator Rob Hogue, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, said Iowa's per-student spending is about $1,000 below the national average. The Democrats' proposed 4% increase is a modest first step.
If you want world-class schools for all of the kids in Iowa, you gotta pay for it. We gotta stop doing this education on the cheap. It doesn't work.
Democrats and Republicans in the Senate also voted for another proposal that would take $55 million out of the state's taxpayer trust fund to ensure property taxes paid to schools don't go up along with the increase in the state general support. However, before a final vote on the measure, Republicans tried unsuccessfully to substitute their own plan to use the state budget surplus to give every Iowa adult who pays income taxes a $375 tax credit. Taking a look at our world headlines at this hour, the number of Americans seeking unemployment aid rose sharply last week, but remained at a level consistent with moderate hiring. Labor Department's weekly applications for unemployment benefits jumped by 38,000 to a seasonally adjusted 368,000. In a separate report, the Commerce Department says consumer spending rose 0.2% last month, down from a 0.4% increase in November, while income jumped 2.6%. Syria and Iran are threatening to retaliate against Israel for its air raid near Damascus. U.S. officials say Israeli forces targeted a convoy believed to be carrying anti-aircraft weapons to Hezbollah militants in Lebanon. The Syrian military denied the existence of any such shipment and said a scientific research facility outside of Damascus was hit by the Israeli warplanes. Residents at Timbuktu say they have an overwhelming sense of freedom now that French forces have driven Islamist extremists from the city. France's defense minister is calling the three-week-old military operation in northern Mali a success after French-led forces took control of the three provincial capitals held by Islamists since last April. A 26-year-old teacher in Timbuktu says people can now listen to music, kick a ball, and even flirt again. News time is 8:11.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
And in the funeral announcements, Bill Antisdell, age 55, of rural Anita, died Friday in Minneapolis. Celebration of life services for Bill Antisdell will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Norva Witten, age 86, of Panora, died Tuesday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Memorial services for Norva Witten will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Panora United Methodist Church. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Donald Larson, age 77, of Manning, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Services for Don Larson will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Vernon Wollenhouse, age 92, of rural Atlantic, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Vernon Wollenhouse will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's United Church of Christ, south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Richard Shear, age 58, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Services for Richard Shear will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Johnson and Woodhouse Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. And Robert Mark Grove, age 65, of Shelby, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Robert Grove will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Our news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.